What's up, y'all? So I wanted to like make this really short podcast, really just talking about something I've been marinating on a lot. And I've been heavy on the YouTube front. I've been not as heavy on the podcasting front, only because I think YouTube is going to be such a better platform overall for content output. And, you know, I definitely wanted to like create like just this one thing that I've been marinating on in terms of like, especially today in like the last few days. Because I think I've been just really questioning like a lot of times, like, am I doing enough? Right? Am I getting fulfilled with my life? Am I happy with the results? Am I even like pushing as hard as I want to as a business owner? I think for a lot of us, whether it be barbers, majority of barbers who are even listening to this, a lot of us, we get caught up in the monotony day-to-day type thing. And we never just give a thought, a single thought about, again, to a simple fact that like all this is going to end, right? We're going to die at some point in time. You're going to be dead at one point in time. Your life's going to stop. And I've been thinking about it, whether it be driving or like in the gym, like, okay, if everything ended like right this very second, right now, right here, this very second, everything just ended, right? I died, collapsed, whatever, heaven forbid. What would my regrets be? Because I think when you look back at like, or not look back. I think when you talk to anybody who's, you know, on their deathbed or a little bit older, I've seen videos where people always ask older people, like, what are their biggest regrets? What do they have, to look back on their life with? And there's a lot of skewed answers, right? A lot of people will say, oh, I wish I would have had more fun. I wish I had more of this. And I don't think, especially as a 20-year-old, I'm 29 at the moment time recording this. I don't really give a fuck about fun. I have fun in my day-to-day life. The thing that like really stands out to me of like, if everything ended today, I would actually be very, angry at myself because I didn't do enough to produce better results. I slacked off. I didn't take that next step in the business. I did something, but I stopped because I thought it was good enough. And when I look back, like when I was a barber, and I think a lot of you who listen to this, obviously you want to get insights of like, how did somebody like myself, I mean, I'm not an incredible, like an important human being by any standpoint, as of yet. I'm just somebody who was a barber who retired, and I help other barbers scale 20K per month. But I think a lot of you had that ambition at some point in time to leave. And the biggest thing when I was a barber, I was really upset and really frustrated with the fact that if I died at that moment in time, I was not okay with just the fact that I spent a good portion of my life, or at that moment in time for however many years, just standing behind a chair, being almost like a redundant hamster wheel cutting hair. And I think when you come to that fact or come to that realization, at least for myself and for probably many of you, it's chilling to say the least, because there's no meaning to your life at that point in time, right? All you were was just somebody who worked. And I think a lot of us try to clamor on to what does my life need to mean? What I need to have some type of meaning in my life. I need to have some type of like purpose. Well, like there needs to be something I need to leave behind. And you know, I think a lot of barbers in a sense kind of go towards like the kind of, I think it's kind of bullshit, the happiness, the grateful, the peace. And I don't think at any point in time right now in your life, especially for myself, I should be like that. I shouldn't say you, because I don't know who the fuck you are and I don't know what your life's dreams are. I know for me, I would not be satisfied whatsoever. In fact, I think like a happy and peaceful life is a very sad life and purposeless life, because being at peace means like there's no struggle. There's nothing you're working towards. There's nothing you're building. There's no battle, right? If you look at any movie, if you look at any type of anything you're even a fan of, any superhero, there's always some type of conflict that has to be overcame. There's never just you never watched a movie that's the main character, the protagonist is like at peace and happy. That'd be very boring to watch. It's a very boring and meaningless life, and it'd probably do terrible in the box office. And I think when we look at our lives and I think when I look at my life, I would be very hopeless and be very honestly like sad and depressed that's all I had to look forward to, was just be happy. I need to be overcoming something. I need to be conquering something. I need to be building something. And that creates a lot of purpose for myself. And like, it attached me of like towards a mission. And I think when I look out in the barber industry, there's a lot of barbers who are more or less just drifting because of this fact, because there's a lot of OG barbers who look, they've been cutting, like, let's be honest, they've been cutting hair for like 15, 20 plus years. They've kind of like hypnotized themselves into the sad reality that this is all their life's going to be about. So they might as well be grateful for what they got. I think it's such a sad reality when we all have the power to create whatever the fuck we want in terms of life. We can create in terms of ourselves. You yourself, like, if you could have whatever you want, would you be a barber? And I highly doubt anyone in their heart of hearts, in their right mind, if you're not bullshitting yourself, would be like, absolutely. I would love to only be behind a chair 12 hours a day talking to people who disrespect my business and talking and getting people who are late and no showing me and keeping me my business and my lifestyle at a lower standard. I don't think that brings any purpose whatsoever. I don't think that's any happiness whatsoever either. And when I came towards that fact as a barber, I was very pissed off. And I used that anger and that frustration towards actually doing something about it. And I think it's unfortunate that a lot of us in the barber industry are told to not use that as a driving force. Your anger, your pissed off side, the side that is like irritated at something, you shouldn't hide that. In fact, you should bring it forth because that tells you you're very unhappy with some current state. And masking it and myself and masking it of like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to be happy because this is what everybody else says. I should be grateful. I'm just happy to even have a job, not be homeless. That is to me, I look at outside the homeless people in downtown LA. I'm like, get up off your ass and do something. Don't ask for money. I was at an intersection the other day while I was going to the gym, and there's this guy with a bucket just walking through the fucking, stoplights while people are there. And he's just holding a bucket waiting for people to give him money. I'm like, what the fuck type of sad life is that? That's what I'm supposed to be grateful for not having. That's like the most piss poor type of reality, in my opinion, right? Instead, like, you know, why don't I put myself towards a goal, right? A high goal that I'm a little bit nervous of actually achieving and actually see if I can actually make something about it. Because guess what? Even if I fail, it's better of me. And I think it's going to be a lot more fun, a lot more overall rewarding at least attempting to improve myself, right? Like nothing brings, I to me at least, in my greater opinion, being 29 years old, being just a barber, in my lack of experience in life, nothing sounds more miserable than just trying to every single day mask that pain and try to convince myself I'm happy or this is all I should be. And my main message for a lot of barbers out there, and I think it gets skewed just because, again, to how passionate I am about the potential of everybody. If you watch any of my content, I might seem like a pissed off bald dude, right? And that's fine. But I'm pissed off because I know every single one of you has the potential to be great. And the sad fact is, you know, you have the potential to be great too. Yet you choose to go ahead and just keep yourself the same level. Yet you choose to keep yourself around the same low life people. Yet you choose just to do nothing about it. And that to me is very sad and hopeless. And I think there's not a better gift, in my opinion, than to give somebody a quick slap in the butt, wake them up, open up their eyes and be like, yo, you can actually do this, right? And then actually give them actual tangible, things to do to work on and improve their situation, right? And I think this is, again, too, why a lot of the art industry is behind. Because if you look out there, if you've ever been to a fucking lame-ass barber show, that's all these educators are talking about. Be grateful. Each one teach one. I'm just trying to be a vessel. Bullshit. What about becoming something bigger than yourself? What about, like, really seeing how you can transform yourself and your situation? That's how you inspire people, right? There's people who watch soccer or people who watch football who love Ronaldo, who love Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't set out to inspire people. I don't give a fuck what they say in interviews. They did not set out to go through all that pain and suffering and training and heartbreak and sacrifices just to inspire some barber who cuts in the middle of Nebraska in a barbershop who charges $20. That wasn't their goal. Their goal was to say, you know what? I want to become the best and I want to see if I can actually attain this. I'm going to bet my life on that. I'm going to dedicate my life to that. And then they set their whole entire life's mission on achieving that goal. And sure, have a lot of people like set that goal for themselves? Absolutely. But I'm willing to bet the people who even set that goal and actually 100% to their core tried to get there had a far better quality of life than the people who just kind of stayed stagnant and didn't do a damn thing about it. And when I talk to barbers on calls, a lot of you don't even think about money. A lot of you don't even think about how much you want to make. And a lot of you are scared to even say, oh, I want to make 20K. I want to make 50K a month. And it's because you've never seen it in your family. And if you stay in that type of mind frame, you are setting yourself and your life up to be, in my greater opinion, purposeless, because there's nothing to build upon. I don't even care if your main goal is to just like, again, to just to see what you could become, just to maybe prove other people wrong. Because for a lot of us as barbers, man, look, when B told people, like, remember the first time you told people you were going to become a barber, and everybody's had this situation pop up. When you said, oh, I'm a barber, or I want to become a barber, there's been somebody in your journey up to this point in time that said, what the fuck, dude? Don't do that. That's dumb. You're going to be broke. And that did something to you, because it did something to me, right? It gave me an edge to be like, you know what? Fuck you. My idea isn't dumb. This is actually what I want to do. Why are you going to tell me that? And then it set me out on a pathway of like, you don't want to prove that wrong. And I think somewhere along the lines, that energy, that mindset, that ferocity got lost in complacency, got lost because you just did good enough and got better than just the average. And I'm sorry to say this. There are people out there who are making $8,000 an hour, right? Who are making $800,000 an hour in business, right? There are people who do that. So for barbers to say, I just want to become six figures making $8,000 a month. Look, we have to start thinking bigger. And I think you have to start attach yourself to a bigger goal. And you must start thinking, if it all ended today, what would I regret the most? What I regret the most is not doing enough. Taking breaks, getting complacent when I have not even reached my potential. There's this video like of this old white guy on Instagram. I'm sure you've seen this before. He's like in glasses and shit. Like somebody's recording him, and he's like doing this. I mean, it's a profound quote, right? But because it, I think it's like, if you knew you couldn't fail, how big would you dream? If you knew you couldn't fail, how big would you dream, right? And I think a lot of us as barbers, we failed a lot, and we are scared of failure again. I hate to tell you, that is part of life. Failure is always going to be there. And the fear of failure should not stop you from taking that chance, from doing another thing, from even just going out there making a wild claim, like, I'm going to go ahead and set my life purpose to this, and I'm not going to stop until I get it. Because now that creates accountability. Because now you know damn well, you put this out in the universe, people have heard you say this, you better show the fuck up. And I think for a lot of barbers, it scares them because they're like, man, I don't even know if I can do this myself. And you have to kill off that mentality. I don't care what it is. You have to kill that off. And it starts with you. It starts with your daily actions. It starts with these little minute by minute, second by second thoughts that go on inside your head. It starts with your actions inside your business. It starts with how you start attacking the business, start actually applying yourself. Because sitting behind a chair for the next 12, 15 years, just staying complacent is not going to work. I hate to tell you, there's going to come another time and period where another COVID happens. I hope it's not as serious. It might be just as serious. And for a lot of you who went through COVID, got the shutdown, it fucked you up. And now you're scared because, again, like, oh man, I just want to stay at least safe. You better fucking step on the gas pedal, because the enemy is complacency. The enemy isn't any of your haters. The enemy isn't any of, like, again, too, these rich motherfuckers out here that you think. The enemy isn't Donald Trump. The enemy is your own complacency. And you better tighten the fuck up. And this is more talking to me right now. You better tighten the fuck up, dude. Because there's a goal that you set for yourself. And you have to be honest. You're not executing the way you need to be executing. You're not at that level yet. So why the fuck do you even think at this point, moment in time, at any moment in time, you should take your foot off the gas pedal? Because guess what? You are great. And guess what? You can achieve you can achieve exactly what you want to, but you're just too afraid at some point in time. You let back, and that fear of like looking dumb, of maybe like not getting to the goal and failing, falling flat on your face. You have to take the risk, and you have to bet on yourself at some point in time to take that risk. I'm sorry. It's just not cutting it. And I think for a lot of barbers in the industry, we've become scared little bitches. And at some point in time, you gotta really let that thing out. So my message to you is simple and clear. Start thinking, if everything ended right now, a dead stop, right? What would you regret the most? And I'm just telling you right now, if it says, oh man, I wish it would have taken more days off, I don't think so. Because sure, you could take him 1 or 2 days off. Your overall quality of life would have stayed the exact same. I want to ensure that I improve my quality of life every single fucking day. And it's just like building muscle. You have to be going harder, pushing yourself even harder than the last gym session. Rep out one more rep. Put on one more plate. And it's grueling. And you cannot stop once you think you cannot stop once you got to like the original goal or just a little bit of progress. You can't stop. It's not going to stay with you forever. It is not good. Like I've seen it way too many times. I'm sure you listeners have seen it way too many times where people take their foot off the gas pedal and just coast because they think they have it forever. No, once you start seeing a little bit of results, that's when you have to go even harder. I'm sorry. So nice and quick one for you guys. If you like this, make sure you share it to the screenshot it, share it to Instagram. Make sure you tag me in there because again, I haven't dropped that many of these. Maybe I'll make a few more of these.